Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 28th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about a controversial attempt by the government to curb the road carnage. The government is proposing banning buses from traveling at night. And this is also coming at a time when President Robert Mugabe is blasting members of the police traffic section for alleged corruption on the country's roads.
To join the discussion, phone us directly right now at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about attempts by the government to reduce the road carnage.
A cabinet committee on emergency preparedness and disaster management came out with a position paper that contains a raft of measures which will try to address the road carnage issue in Zimbabwe. Apart from banning buses at night, the government wants to take illegal taxis, commonly referred as mshikashikas, of the road permanently.
And this is also coming at a time when President Robert Mugabe on Saturday slammed corruption in the police force and implored the force to save the people and shun greed. The president said the police should stop extorting money from motorists at roadblocks and those interested in running their businesses, according to the president, should do so in a legitimate way.
If you wish to join us right now, those that have got access to the internet, go straight to VOA Ndebele Facebook page, or you go to VOA Shona or VOA Studio 7. So we're live streaming on those pages, so join us right now. And those with mobile phones that wish to call us at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Sikhuluma khonoku umzamo kahulumende othi usezama ukuthi khona abantu bengahambi ebusuku ngamabhasi. So lokhu kutsho ukuthi nxa kusukisela ngo-9 p.m. kusafika ngo-5 a.m. ekuseni, bacabangela ukuthi bangathi amabhasi angasahambi ngesikhathi senezo kungaba kuhle ngoba akusoze kube le ngozi. So ke abathengisa impahla endaweni ezijeneyo bakhala konye okumangalisayo, bathi khonokhu kungenza ukuthi balahlekelwe ngumsebenzi. Kuzobuya ke bonaba abasebenza ukuchayela izimoto ezijiyeneyo lamabhasi, but kungabahlupha labo kakhulu. So ke abafisa ukuthi bangene ecingweni ukungena katensi kushow yet lay nathi ucingo. So ufoneka one, siyakufonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Zaphinda futhi 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi tila utitingiwe tishitari sanezu rikuit kwa nehurumende kuyedza kumisa nyaye njozi mimigwagwa. Hurumende rikutiyo vano uchikaira mabazi anoenda kuni mamu maguta uyeze anoenda kuni edzimwe nyika. Takata sana South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Tanzania, kunana DRC uko. Abacha vumizu kutivanga wachikaira usiku kubane nguwa za 9 kushuka na 5 mangwanani. Tutakunzu kwa otimurukutu kudii uye omtungamiru wenyika wa Robert Mugabe wakatiwo mapurisa anufanda kumira nyaze uwori mguagomu. Tauti tinzi kubwa kwa muri vaatereli kuti munoona se nyai. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest who happens to be a driver himself. That's Tawanda Chimpero. Magadi mkoma Tawanda?
Super makabivo.
Aiwa tiripo mukoma tawanda muri kuona sei zviri kutaurwa nehurumende zvekuti mabhazi asafambe usiku. Munoona here zvichibatsira kumisa nyaya dzenjodzi mugwagwa?
Ya, ndinoona zvichibatsira kumisa njodzi mugwagwa nechikonzero chekuti usiku hatizive kuti vatinenge tichisanganawo mukufamba nokuita sei vakamira sei. Asi nyaya hombe chaiyo yange repo kuti dai vanga vakwanisa kugadzira road dzaita sedzinofaranuka. Waiso waya mumugwagwa kuti mhuka dziri kutambira mumugwagwa ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinokwanisa kudzivira ngozi kwete kungonina usiku chete. Asi hehe hazvo masikati kufamba masikati kwakachena unongozviona. Asi ndozodzikisira futi panyaya yebhizinesi inozive kuti bhodha racho harizozotinge chifamba sei kuda rinozowandirwa nokuti tese hatinga clear pabhodha usiku tozotanga kufamba tese masikati.
Iko zvino izvi munombopedza nguva yakareba sei muri pabhodha pacho?
Zvinotipenda nemadhezi pamwedzi pamwe pacho kana iri mapendi unogona kupedza kana 4 to 5 hours pamwe pacho unogona kuita 1 hour pabhodha. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti kana manje pakunzi panofambwa nguva dzakatosabuda tioti at one time unogona kuita kaungana tese pabhodha at one time tisit pabhodha. Saka zvinogona kuzokonza kuti pakuzofamba tinogona kuwandira road yacho futi.
Asi idzo nguva dziri kutaurwa idzi dzekuti kuzosvikana 5 ndo dzamunowanzosimuka here pabhodha idzi? Munowanzosimuka manguvai kana zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka?
Pabhodha panogona kudzikana kuti nguva yaunenge wanga kupedzera kubatsirwa unogona kusimuka. Saka idzi nguva idzi dzinenge dzatoti kuti wamira nosinozvioti ngatiti wabatsirwa pabhodha paine 9 o'clock it means you are just going out of the border then you park until tomorrow morning. Sapo panozoti ume nyange ripo mbechasende kuti ume nenge rikuise kugadzira marod anga anotambanuka nezvose zvinodiwa kuti road inge ichioneka nokumutemo waenovo kudzika vanodzika mutemo tinokutedzera zvakanyanyisa kwete muna defensive smember but nyaya hombe yange ripo kuti dai road dzavandudzwa zvaita road zvinhu.
And of course for those who are just joining us, a good evening, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about the government's attempts to stop the road carnage. Many people have died on the country's roads as a result of accidents involving buses and lorries. But of course, some are saying that it's not enough to just ban the buses from traveling at night, but instead the roads must actually the roads themselves are a bit problematic in that you know, gives their potholes and all that, and the government is actually, according to many people, struggling to make sure that the roads are world class. If you go to South Africa, you go to Zambia, it's totally different from what you see in Zimbabwe.
Maybe Zinara is not doing enough, but we don't know how much money they're raising. The last time I saw it's a message from them was that maybe they're making about 2 million per month. So that's a lot of money. I don't know what is happening to that kind of money. But let's get to Mr. Michael Ndweni. Mr. Michael Ndweni is a member of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mr. Ndweni, hi.
Hello, Tube.
How are you doing, Mr. Ndweni? Are you there, Mr. Ndweni?
Yes, I'm there. I can hear you.
Oh, very good. So, Mr. Ndweni, we are told that the government is proposing to ban buses at night. So, how is that proposal? What's your take on it?
I think that our government is not surprising us, because I think it's very reactive and it is addressing the symptoms, not the causal factors. Banning the buses to travel at night is not the solution, because it has serious implications on people who survive on cross-border trading, in this case our membership. Many people travel at night to arrive in neighboring countries to purchase their commodities and come back. So if you are banning buses to travel at night, actually you are affecting the livelihood of women, who are the majority people who cross borders to buy their goods. So I think the government is misplacing its priorities. I think the big issue here is for the government to deal with the road infrastructure. If you look in South Africa, buses travel at night to Durban, to Cape Town. They travel overnight to Bloemfontein, to Kimberley, to East London, and many other cities. It's not a new phenomenon in Zimbabwe for buses travel at night, but I think the government has to address the road issue. They must construct roads that are able to be used by the buses at night. That's like our roads are very narrow. If you look at the Beitbridge Resource Road, Harare Beitbridge Road is very narrow. So the government has to dualize the roads. That's the solution. The issue of banning buses at night is not the solution. And also even maybe intermediate, it's not only about banning the buses, but they need to deal with the work at customs and immigration. You spend minimum, my experience, I've been talking to voters for the past 3 or so weeks, a minimum you spend between 3 and 6 hours at the border to cross, right? So I think that the bus leaves Bulawayo, where I come from, at 5, and then at 9 p.m. it's not supposed to be moving. Then that means I will have to spend 6 hours or 3 hours at the border, leave the border at 2, 3, get Johannesburg at 9 o'clock, and then I have a cost of sleeping. It's very, very wrong and unfair for the government to do that. But the government must be dealing with their admin issues at the port of entry, customs clearance, immigration, to be effective. I think that if they're able to address that and say, you spend 30 minutes at the border for crossing, maybe it will make sense. Well, I know that I'll leave at 5 o'clock and then maybe get to Messina within 5 hours of my departure from Bulawayo. And then I can do my stuff and come back. But if that is not addressed, I think the government is misplacing its priorities.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni, and stay on the line, President.
Tine mtereru duk tanga mkoma Elton Magadi.
Ndiripo Magadi.
Ayo watiripo. Muruku ona sayi nyari mdariru mkoma Elton.
Nyaye kuti mabazi misi kufamba usiku ne kuti maburisa nyanya uri murodi. Ndinoona kunge watora danho rakanaka zvavo asi uru wakabvira kudhara saka kuti upere hakupera kwawo hunonetsa saka ndoona sekuti kungotaura hako kwemuromo asi kuti uru wacho uzoonekwa huchipera hapanonetsa asi nyaya yangu vanga vachida vakurukura kuti mabhazi amise kufamba usiku ndoona sekuti inyaya yakanaka asi kana vafunga kuti vamise kufamba kwemabhazi ndoona kuti ngavamise nemagonyezi because ndiwo ari kunyanya kukonzera tsaona mumugwagwa.
Saka matinyaya yeuwo rino iri kunetsa kumisa tombotanga neiyoyo zvii zvamunoona mumugwagwa mapurisa acho anenge achiita sei?
Vaburisa vari kuita huru usingaiti nokuti unyange munhu kana unyange kana asina license vanotomira paside vototaurana then munhu anenge ane mota kana kombi obva atobudisa mari vati kuparana kwavanoita mari yacho unyange muri mukombi hamuzvioni asi munotoona kuti pane zvaitika.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma Elton Mapinge nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. That's our first caller there, Gibbs. Elton is saying that, for police corruption to end, it's going to be very difficult. It's now like a way of life. And then, of course, for the buses, he says, well, it might help, but they should also include those trucks that also travel at night because he's allergic. They are also causing road traffic accidents. Do we still have Tawanda? Tawanda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yes, Tawanda, were you consulted by the government about this issue of banning buses?
Nothing is at hand. What is wrong on this road? But most of the government, the parliament, the government, but for the sake of the people, who is really safe, but yeah, when we say so far, we have to my family and the transport to Bamus Bob in South Africa. Because there are so many buses in the road. So I know about those of Chayaka, means you know, from Harare, you know, Chifu. 9 o'clock zvacho vanhu zvivhiri means you are going to park there until tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Then you ukasumuka na 5 o'clock kubva muchefu going to Bait Bridge, you will be there at 3 p.m. So you need about 2 nights to travel to to Joburg. Andrika, then you get near a kazi, now I'm going to miss you, Shitika. You can't afford to night 2 days at Chifamba.
Saka,
moreover, Fanny Wang was from Cape Town. So it means the Anagada 4 days. Saka, assuming is right. The Diver Nava Toro, the Barkus is for the sake of Kuka Drama Road. Yes, that one can understand.
Kwa hiyo road yacho yangaya mbonzi ilo gaziru wae kufa ku Bait Bridge kushika kwa rara. Pane chamuru kwa najiru kuitika hili?
Taka nguo oh, kutisi tanga satanga bati so far pananga na panombra zini panipani shubiti. Taka iti feruwani.
Tunotendo Foza Gibbs, I was asking Tawanda there if they were consulted. He's saying there was no proper consultation, but he's saying that if they are to follow these rules, it means that they might actually take 2 days to travel to South Africa, which might be a bit problematic, especially for cross-border traders. I think like what our
Mr.
Ndwen was saying, Mike was saying.
Or maybe you can ask him another question on you know, police corruption, you know, in terms of, you know, how much are they really paying them? So, Mr.
Chimpero.
Yeah, that's
the difference. Yeah, I can't be that.
Hello?
Tarchi Bunza, I can't be that. Hello? My police are going to argue with the war. I can't be that. I can't be that. I can't be that. I can't be that. I can't be that.
Kamarnya work ini ni motor endosan di sana kalau pasang endosan itu selain itu spesifik sekarang worries negara semua dosen itu kalau pasang endosan itu ni red dosi ini nak guna punya one or two tickets but it's not deserve but seorang senang bosan dengan nasib nunggu dosen itu kalau pasang endosan itu ni spesifik ini warung endosan itu orang kurus dosen kenapa sih nunggu itu right better untuk punya tiket rather than kita seorang semua ni yang begitu.
So he's saying that you know his bus is in perfect condition, so he does not bribe anybody, and the owners of the bus company actually tell the drivers that it's better for you to get a ticket to be ticketed than to pay a bribe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chimuperu. I call it right now, right?
Oh, yes.
Now, let's get back to Uba Mduweni. Uba Mduweni, nga suka ngeleke, makono kukweza kalayo. Upone nga zani, nga mapasike, nga tuakame, nga zakambi. Utu enuzi Afrika, South Africa, kwa kutitama la kama vili. Kulo kutatila ngeloto. So, kono kukucho, nga suka ngeleza mapizu misibi.
Nilenge nga hacha la bana tuwe, ukuti. Which would be Soguza Pambani, the Soguza Tataza Kulabantu, Aba Sedenza Mugu, Kapa Porta, Noba Abandaban Baza, Mudbayo, what is in the Pandangali, Ba Besebe, Samuguti Bengangeni, Gunzego is in the Hotel, so now Pastor Haba 2 days, which would be Muntu, so made of the Mandu Galala. South Africa and the Usazuki accommodation in Tirang and South Africa. The one and civil Kuza Shugumeza Uzulu Kul, a Gulum, the Abulogutibas, PDC, Babylon, the Abba Seven, and I until I was good to the Umun to Ledon and Uta Seven, the right to work, and the Mandaba and Mandaba Seven, the Balamalung and Uta Seven, that's PDC. And now, so what is the present events we are now affecting? Or increasing the illuminated level. I was phoned to establish out my young and Shanganiso, and then under about seven or ten years of Mama Potter, Japan. In the footing, getting out of Nunza and Apple Kumle, Umbeton Bando, the city, Gula consultation, and where it would attend the small molesty. I guess, I mean, I would tell you, I'm trying to know way in the Minister of Transport. Ivuza kumbe Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises ivuza ukuthi yiphi imizamo engenziwa ukuze kube nobungono ukuthi ndoke sisebenze ngokwesemgaqweni abantu esake imbono yabo khaya ngani yinto ezayenziwa ngabantu abahleziyo kwenye ngophi isamuye which I think is very wrong. I think the principle of the Kwande Consult to a party again, that will
yes, that was our cool game. But we're going to put yes, so that was Mr. Michael Ndweni is saying that, you know, this is going to be a very great inconvenience to many people because you can't imagine yourself, you know, traveling for 2 days to just, you know, buy a few items and come back home. Mm-hmm. Says this is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
It says also that there were no consultations made with the vendors and traders.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the government has to relook into this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we are being joined by our third guest, and I think we should say goodbye to Mr. Tawanda Chimpero, the bus driver, and welcome the International Cross Border Traders Association. Is it the president, Mr. Dennis Juru?
Yes, the president, not chairman.
Okay. Okay, I thought it was Uganda during the days of who was the only president, Gibbs? You remember?
<He's> not. General, the general.
Yes, the general himself. those were the days of General Idi Amin Dada, you know, so
yeah.
No one else was allowed to use the title president, even if you were the president of the Doctors Association, Burial Society. There was only one president, the rest were chairperson of so and so. Okay, this is not Uganda, so you can have that luxury of being called the president. Now, Mr. Juru, what is your take on this move by the government, okay, especially to ban buses from traveling at night?
How are you, blessing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Thanks for having me. From the cross-border traders' point of view, you know, it's a good move. I mean, for the safety of the traders, it's a good move. But I mean, when it comes to trade itself, you find that, I mean, the government is now inconveniencing the channel of the way we trade. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we can see it from different, I mean, point of views. As cross-border traders, we can say we are happy as the management, but the traders themselves won't be happy because it's going to cost them, I mean, a lot of money to travel to wherever they would be going. This is a good move if it is a temporary measure. If the government can implement this ban as a temporary measure, not as a permanent thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if they are fixing the road, if they are rehabilitating the road, yes, we can accept that it's a good move. But the most important thing is the government should fix their roads, not to punish the companies because of their defaults.
Mm-hmm. And I'd asked also Tawanda, the bus driver, about the rehabilitation of the bike bridge around the road. What's the latest on that? Is there anything that's happening?
At the moment, there's nothing on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We have been checking the bed bridge Harare Road. There's totally nothing on the ground. You can't even see anyone doing anything except broken vehicles or on the roadside. But as far as the construction of the road is concerned, there's totally nothing on the ground. Maybe on the papers, I mean, there's something like that, but on the ground, there's nothing practically.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because the government had said that there was an agreement with the Chinese company to dualize that road, but of course, many people are saying nothing is happening. I think we'll try and get in touch with the minister responsible, Dr. Joram Gumbo, to see what the hold up gives.
Yes, lomnumzana ke lapha mfowethu uthonga emncube. Eh baba Ncube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba kanjani?
Hayi phile kakhulu, yeah, nathi udaba ngathi baba.
Yeah, ngiyayizwa nami indaba le ekhulunywayo. Ngomuntu wami mina ngithi kona mangabe i-government ingalungisa nayo imigwaqo yayo njengoba besitsho ngithi ilungise imigwaqo yayo, then ama traffic police ngokubona kwami ibona abakhoza lezi zinto lezi, ngoba amabhasi amaningi ahamba enjalo engekho esimeni sokuthi alayishe abantu, but ngendlela yokuthi bahamba bethatha ijonjo abakwazi ukuthi bevinde amabhasi angekho kukhondishini ukuthi ahambe. Izimoto eziningi zihamba zifile, zilayitha abantu zinjalo zifile, ngoba bayazi emaphoyiseni bazabanika imali badlule. I-corruption ngajabulela ukuthi ijabulisa mina, ngoba mina yakwazi ukwenza imali ngebhasi yami, but inkinga yayo ilimaza umphakathi. Mase kufa abantu abaningi kangaka kuba buhlungu. I-government ayizami ukuthi amaphoyisa ayeke i-corruption. Imoto ezihambayo zike imoto ezikuma-condition zilayisha abantu zike-condition e-right, ma zilayisha abantu zike zichekwa, azibalungise imigwaqo. Ngoba imigwaqo yaseZimbabwe akula mgwaqo since angazi yacina nini, kumbe yacina ukulungiswa nguSmith. From lapho ayilungiswa, izazolungiswa ma kungabe sokusondela ama-elections, bebeyenza ngathi bayasebenza kodwa bengasebenzi. I-corruption ibulala ilizwe, ibulala abantu baseZimbabwe. Banganqindezeli abantu ukuthi bangatrade amabhizinisi abo ngokuthi bangahambi ubusuku, ngendlela yokuthi bona bebona ukuthi bahlulekile bona ukuthi balungise imigwaqo yelizwe.
Yeah, so when uncasika ngokuthi khonoko kungani kumele kwenziwe, ubona zani-ke wena ngwakho akusuze kuthundubeze abantu abathenga bethengisa impahla kwamanye amazwe?
Kuyalimaza kakhulu abantu abathenga bethengisa, ngoba kwenzeka impahla lezo sizithenga sizithengisa sizilanda emazweni afana nabo-South Africa ekudeni. Ma ubuya nayo ufika sokulete ungena ebhoda bakudileya bona ebhoda bese uhamba ebusuku, ma sokumele uhambe ebusuku sokuthiwa semela ngohambe ebusuku ngoba uzolimaza abantu. Ikanti abantu balinyazwa ngihambe ebusuku plus akunamgwaqo, inkinga yile. So i-government ayilungisa imigwaqo yayo izokwazi ukuthi imithetho yayo yokuthi abantu bangahambe ebusuku isebenze, plus bangadileyi abantu emabhoda ngoba yibo abakhosta ukuthi abantu bagcine sebeyenzeka ukuthi behambe ebusuku.
Yeah, so that was Mr. M. Ncube. He's saying that the government should actually take care of its roads, I mean, most of the roads in Zimbabwe. And there should be a way of capping corruption. He says police corruption is claiming many lives. So, because some people end up using very unroadworthy vehicles, which end up getting involved in accidents. So he says government should do something, you know.
Yeah, let's just read what some are saying on the VOA Shona Facebook page. Paul Mujaku, Arukuti Tse, it means Paul Tanayim program. We have Chief Wellings Vanoti. Hello, what's the topic for today's program? Of course, we are talking about the government proposal to ban buses from traveling at night, and also President Robert Mugabe's call for the police to end corruption. And then we have Carlington Kufa Anoti. Ngavano gadzira nzira dzacho, where are they putting the money paid at toll gates? Then we have Edson Tinashe Maziwa Nzira, who says there it is a good move, but at the same time it is affect business activities in the transport industry will be affected, but if accidents are to happen, they will just happen. Then we have Loriana Tajida, Lorient Tajida, just got in in a good mood. Bright Chelsea Sibenga, Argutipe, Bright Apinda Mchurongwa, Paradzai Mapranga, driving at night has never been okay, regardless of an individual's business. Honestly, let's adjust our schedules and accommodate day traveling. Okay, let's hope Chihuri will take the word from his boss to stop police from harassing motorists. Who read more and more of this. But Parunari Tinawa Gogode Magadi.
Magadi
Zeng.
Zulu Magadi
Zeng. Aiwa, Isulu Tinani, Edu Tipeofungwa Zeng.
Ndino naoti Chirongwa Ichi Chava Tanga Jukuti Wanda Ku Mabaza Kafamba Usiku. Chigoni kumisa maevidence anogona achingoramba achingowanda sokudai, sokuti mabhazi anogona kungoziva kuti
vanongo bakuno kunguwa zvekufambika woenda vone mira pa border paya tapedza pa border paya yese mangwana acho yese takava kuti na five parole zvinoreva kuti pa road paya panenge pasika chafambiki yangu wako njadisheri mumarodhi mumu saka pano kuna kukonzera ma accident mumwe nomwe achingomhanya kuti tipati ndisvike kwandinoda kusvika nguva dzokubhana dzichadhasvika saka hazvipedzi dambudziko rume accident izvi zvine chikonzero chekuti tikatarira madriver inda anogona kunge achitova foma driver anopota achingochinjana kuti kana mumwe aita hope popinda mumwe pamumwe aita hope popinda mumwe saka dambudziko iroro vange ta izvozvozvo maaccident acho anongowana nekuti vanhu vanoda kungomhanya kuita kuti tese tidi dzisvike panoda nenguva saka kungova kufungwawo kwehurumende inenge yakura zvakuru nekuti zvinenge zvisika kunonyedza kufunga ivo ngavangoti kana vachida kuti corruption imire vanongopinda pagiraundi kubvamisa corruption kuti kana vanenge vangoita corruption yacho vachibata vachisunga sezva ndakaona zvinoita vachitangira izvizvi zvekuti pane vanhu vanenge varwa kubulawayo kuyako vaingosvika vachingobudiswa mubato ndokunoratidza kuti munhu unenge achiekusa kuti haadi kuti zvinhu vaizviti saka kana vachingotaura nemuromo hazviperi
aiwa tinotevana
vakura
tinotenda zvikuru vagogode nekupinda muchirongwa chedu aiwa tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa ndechenyu
munopota muchingotifonera munobhotirasha zvakomane
aiwa tinofona zvinenge zvichimborinetsa pano nepapo asi musarase mbere kune kufirwa
chirongwa chevanhu vose tibatei tose
aiwa ichokwadi tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda Mr. Gogode of course is saying that we are not calling him these days
he's very unhappy
but we promised that we will try to get in touch with him as before but essentially he's saying that this move will not help, you know, they need to fix the country's roads against
on VOA Studio 7 we've got TK Toba who says we're with you live and clear. Then I've got Chris, who says, well, with you, the struggle is real. Then Peggy Ngube is saying, Ngai Road is very bad. And then TK Chatendera is asking a question here. Is Studio 7 still there on DSTV? I hope I'm positive in saying no.
No.
We're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got Lloyd Blessings, who says, it's a good initiative, though they should carefully consider all factors. For example, business as it happens to being supported by traders would normally take advantage of night travel to reduce expenses here and there. With this then going even to without having anything that you are carrying, we'll see somebody is spending up to 3 days you know, outside the country. Then accommodation becomes another factor. Then Farai Wobe says, this government has totally failed. And they don't want to agree and tell the people the truth. He says the president and the entire cabinet, they normally run outside the country, especially to South Africa and Malaysia, to get treatment whenever they are sick. But the poor people are not being cared for. And so these are now new strategies that are not going to give us any kind of thing in life. ZANU-PF must fall. So I think that's the hashtag that this president is putting. Then Shepard is saying, can you call me now, guys? I want to speak. So we're going to call you Shepard Gilbert Maxson. And then let's go to Mr. Michael Ndweni. Mr. Ndweni, so looking at this proposal, how do you think you can just be, you know, roped in, you know, to discuss it? Are you going to sit and watch while people are really, you know, carving your own destiny?
Come again? I didn't get the last
one. So I'm saying at the end of the day, are you going to watch and just, you know, watch people doing whatever they want with your kind of life? Are you going to be, you know, joining them, I mean the government, in discussing this issue?
Yes, like I said, that the government has to rethink this decision. We will use our channels to see the possibilities of engaging various arms of government to and submit our concerns. But we will not just wait in this. And for games, once the government is dicing with the livelihood of our members, we feel something better can be done. We feel there has to be a competitive facility on how we can address this issue than banning the buses. Like I said earlier on, one of the things, if the government says that he wants to do that, he just deal with the issues of the border, issues of crossing the border, the delays of the border. I think that's where the problem is. And I'm trying to understand also the point around saying that you are reducing corruption by saying that the buses will not travel at night.
No, those are separate issues.
Corruption, okay. Corruption, okay.
No, those are separate issues, but we combined them here. Of course, all is aimed at ensuring that the country reduces road carnage, because some people are saying, apart from the buses, members of the police are not helping either.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I think we will not fall down. We will use our channels to see if these issues are brought to the attention of the relevant authorities, and something must be done. Otherwise, the lives of our members will be affected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. I was thinking of Tawanda is gone already. Mr. Juru.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Are you going to engage the government about this? You said you have not been consulted.
Sorry, come again?
Are you going to engage the government about this issue?
Yes, we are going to engage the government about this issue and dish them out with the negative impact in this proposal has to the traders. So we are going to consult them before it can come to a law.
Asi tichimbotarisa iyo nyaya kuti parikunzi mabhazi anenge akufamba kusvikana 9 chete. Saka kuZimbabwe anenge akubva nguva imanje kuti vabate nguva dzisemaonerei.
Zvinoitika nezvekuti bhazi rinosumuka kuHarare na 9:30. Rinotanga kusumuka ra 9:30, bhazi rinosumuka paroadport ra 9:30.
Anenge ari makuseni handiti?
9:30 makuseni. Rinosvika, ndo first bhazi iro rinosumuka na 9:30 muHarare. Rinosvika paborder, pabed bridge border paZimbabwe side na 5 o'clock zuva rodoka. Saka zvakureva kuti izvo tinenge tichingowedzera nehour kuti bhazi rasumuka na 10:30 rei ravunosvikawo na 6 rasvumuka na 11:30 rinosvika na 7 rasvumuka na zvichingodaro kusvika tazosvika pana 9 o'clock. Asi dambudziko guru nderekuti mapurisa handione mapurisa achizosunga mabhazi anenge achifamba pakati peusiku, asi kuti hurumende yawedzera kutorwa kwemari chere ivo vaye vanga vachiti varungu vavo vanenge vaine zvakakwana. Zvichaitika nezvekuti vachange vachingodhileywa nemapurisa murodhi. Mapurisa ari kumberi ozowanika achitongotora mari kwavari, nekuti pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvinoitika pabhazi. Rinokwanisa kuita breakdown, rinokwanisa kudhileywa nemapurisa rotadza kubata 9 o'clock iyaya, and panenge pasiri safe kuti bhazi haringangomira chero nzvimbo nenyaya yekuti nguva yakwana. Panenge pasiri safe, road yebed bridge yakaipa iyi ine matsotsi akawanda sitereki zvekuti bhazi harikwanise kuti ringe richingomira pese pese. Saka government isati yaisa mutemo uyu, of course mutemo wakanaka paupenyu hwevanhu, but vari kuzama kukavhiridza kusanaka kwemarodzi avo vachikostira ana muzvina bhizimusi vemabhazi. Saka vasati vaisa mutemo uyu vafanira kunge vatanga vambogadzira mafacility ekuti bhazi rinofanira kuti pakati kubva Harare kusvika pakati rinora anorara pakati, pane nzvimbo here dziri well secured dzekuti mabhazi achange achirara between Chivhu and Harare? Pane nzvimbo yakakwana here between Chivhu and Masvingo, between Masvingo nerutenga Bed Bridge? Zvinhu zvavanofanira kuti vatange vakonsida izvozvo. Ose marodzi tarasa rodzi yakaita seyeBulawayo ine rodzi yakaoma zvikurusa, because hapana kana pekumira kubva Bed Bridge kunosvika kuGwanda. Hapana panhu pari safe panokwanisa kuti mabhazi anokwanisa kunge achipaka. Zvakureva izvo kuti mabhazi anofamba 5 hours kubva paBed Bridge kuenda kuBulawayo. Zvakureva izvo kuti akangoona kuti haachabata Gwanda, which is about 3.5 hours kubva muBed Bridge kuenda kuGwanda. Zvakureva kuti between hapana bhazi anokwanisa kubuda kubva muBed Bridge na 6 o'clock. yes, waridoka. Because inenge bazi rine riri sabati time yekunosvika pano pari safe. Saka zvino zvavanofanira kutanga vambokonsidera zvese izvozvo kuti zvinozove safety yevanhu inenge iripo here, because tichaona kuti vachavabvisa munyakanyaka yekufa nenjodzi vovaisa munyakanyaka yekuponwa nematsotsi, voisa madriver munyakanyaka yekutorwa mari nemapurisa, nekuti zvino zviri pachena zviri kuzivikanwa. Kana yo president vano vakazvitaura vakati mapurisa ari kutora marodhi mari mumarodhi dzechoko muhomwe. Saka apa ndiri kuona sekuti vachange vatowedzera kutorwa kwemari, kutorwa kwevatyairi mari nepolisi. Muchasvikira kukuko kuti zvoni 10 kilometers usati wasvika panzvimbo iri safe, pachatowanikwa pane roadblock ichatoiswa chaichaiyo inenge ritori permanent, nekuti vanenge vakuziva kuti ndopa anenge paane mari yese. Saka zvinoda kuti vanyatsotanga vanyatsofunga zvakanyanyisisa vasati vauita mutemo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vajuru, rambai muri parunhare. Rega tiende kuna vachizimbe. Makadi
zvenyu mukoma Jonga?
Aiwa, ndi mukoma Blessing. Mukoma Jonga vanoya musi wechitatu.
Mukoma Blessing, makadi zvenyu nevamwe vese vateereri?
Aiwa, isu tiri nani zvedu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Ndofunga nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa.
Nyaya iri mudariro ndainzwa chose.
Toita sei nani?
Mubvunzo wangu wanga uripo ndewekuti vari kungogarira mabhazi chete here anoita macross border anofamba usiku, kana kuti zviri kuitika munyika yese kuti vari kuvharira motikari dzese, kana kuti chii chiri kunyatsoitika ipapo?
Matauro ari kuita nekuti chiri proposal zvinhu zvavachiri kudziya kudare remakurukota, bepa iri rakaendeswa kudare remakurukota, asi zvavari kutaura ndezvekuti mabhazi anenge achienda kana kuti kubva kuHarare kuenda kwaMutare, kotiwo mabhazi anenge achibva kuBulawayo kuenda kuJohannesburg ndo ari kutaurwa nezvawa.
Ndaititi pamwe vanotaura nyika yese. But apo ndofunga varinge varoda kuti kanganise, vanotanga varoda kukonzeresa kana kuti kukonzeresa kuti vanhu vachitozofa zvakanyanya, nokuti madriver emabhazi chavo chaivo kana vachinge vadhileyiwa time dzavanenge vadhileyiwa. Pera remember mabhazi awa hamhanyi sematruck edu atofamba nawaya. Mabhazi vanomawanzo maoverspeeda, saka vati vapangwari yemanje kuti ndopavazoisa vanhu mukanwa mataisiro evamanje pa masikati wayo kwava netraffic yakawanda, vanenge vachikonzera maroad traffic accident iwayoyo achatozowedzera dzani zvavari kufungidzira kuti usiku izvi.
Saka imunotyaira rori manje?
Inini zvangu ndinotyaira rori.
Kubva kupi muchienda kupi?
Aiwa, isusu tiri muno muiti dzengu matinotenderera nemarasha.
MuSouth Africa imomo.
Tiri muno zvedu muSouth Africa, but ikamuno muSouth Africa takasungunuka kudriver at any time. Kana ukangonzwa kuti ndarara ndava right, ndomuka ndakutodriver at any time.
Saka zvimwe chetezvo nekumabhazi hakuna zvekuti hamufambe nguva yakati, hamufambe nguva yakati.
Muno muSouth Africa mimi makasungunuka kuti kana uchinge wakunzwa kuti iwe uri fit to drive, we can go.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu Chizimbe.
Ndatenda zvangu mukoma Blessing. Mopota muchimbotikandawo dzimwe dzenguri mani.
Aiwa, tichapota tichidaro. Chirongwa ndecheyu.
Ndatenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Chizimbe is a truck driver in South Africa. And you're saying this move will not work simply because if you say buses can just travel during the day, what it means is, during the day, there will be traffic jams. So it's not going to help matters, and drivers will be trying to rush to get to the border. And it's likely to cause even more and more accidents. So it's a no-brainer.
Aha. So this is umnumzana Philip Kulangale Kobulawayo. Baba Philip, kunjani? Baba Philip, sakubona baba.
Hello, ngiyaphila baba Lingani.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu, banjani bantwana?
Hello. Ano baphilile baba.
Ungathini ngakona ukuthi amabhasi kulapho ukuthi amiswe ukuthi ahambe ebusuku? Khona ukubona njani khonokho?
Lokhu uhulumende sephelile ngasakwazi ukuthi bayenzeni. Elinye imithetho esiyifakayo then abayifakayo then anti bona bafakela thina. Bona yinto ezokuthi behlukumeze thina. Ngoba bona basuze beyilandele ngezinye indlela nizalifaka nje ku-reality ezakala khonapha emgqoqweni. Uzathola ezinye izimota ziyahamba zingela zinto ezigwanile azimiswa, kuyathiwa hhayi lezinye ezikabani kumbeni le ngekabani anti. Now imisebenzi engayina le iyabuya iyancindezela umuntu mhlawumbe ozoranela ibhizinisi yakhe ngendlela eqondileyo or ongekho phezulu khona ngani. Ndiyakuzwisisa. Thina esebesiphansi mhlawumbe njengamaybe engizithengiselayo kumbeni engizenzela ibhizinisi yami khonapha kuground anti imithetho yonale yabe yavalela mina kodwa babekhona ababezayenza izinto zonyezo kungena nto ezabaphambanisa ngamamuvi zokuthi nje belimithe abantu abayenza ibhizinisi yabo kuhle kube yibo kuphela abakwenzayo.
So singathi ukujonga
ngalibiabelokhu ehamba ngizothola ukuthi ngiyafana khona kuthiyani i-SI-64 yayingeyokuvalela thina esasizenzela amabhizinisi ethu esasiyawodwa nje izinto ezincane ezingatsho izinto anje bona kathesi lokhu ebewodwa if you go kathesi ema-shops wonke nala abantu abakhulu nalana uyazithola izinto ze-South Africa kwemithetho leyi iyaingayisiyo imithetho yokuthi sibili bafuna ukuqeda ama-accident hhayi bafuna ukuthi kube yibo kuphela abayenza ibhizinisi kuvene kube ngawabo kuphela amabhasi ahambayo ngoba kathesi ungathola ukuthi maybe ibhasi yomunye umuntu omkhulu khona phana ma ihamba ipolisa liyayibopha lithi bazalikhiya lihamba but mina nje mhlawumbe ngelami ibhasi khona phana ngizathi sengihamba bekuthetha asokungu-9 liyeklienta kumbe lihleli ye-VID vele lihleli ivalile
so kodwa singathi uleqiniso kanganani
lapho yindlela zabo ezokuthi besivalele thina abantu esizama ukuziphilisa ngendlela eziqondileyo ukuthi singayenzi izinto ezilathi sicine sesifosa ku-corruption kuyafana kathesi under 1 week bengisiyecholosho imoto ade ngihamba ngayo ngisiyecholosho lami nje was a passenger phakathi umpholisa uthe efika khona phiyana wayimisa ezinye bezidlula wakhangela wathola everything emotini leliyani iziqondile but wabamba ikhondiyami ebhana leliyani lebe libhale ukuthi maybe imali isuka kobulawe lisiya etholojo anti kanti-kebe kubhale phambili khuyani ukuthi you're going to tholojo ma engafika etholojo iyakuphendulela kubhale ukuthi bulawayo so thina besiya etholojo then khona bekubhale ebulawayo wagcina ebhalela itikiti lokuthi wrong destination simple thing ukuthi umpolisa bengamnika warning khona kuyani kusithathela ama-3 hours lokhu kukhulunyisana kuliyo
sokuthebanye
khona kuyana mhlawumbe amapolisa kumbeni ngobani bani bona ibana abale mthova yabo ithi lokhu idlule
ye khona kuyahlupha
khona kuyahlupha vele yona i-corruption ayizoziphele ngoba uzozo hhayi le ngekazibani hhayi le ngekasuwela limazi yini le ngekabani wena ozoranela nje okuyikhombi kwakho nje uyi-one ungela lawo abaphezulu khona ngale obaziyo uvele uyahlala uboshwa uyahlalula ama-problem kuyafana lakhona okuyana kwamabhasi kathesi bengathi bawufaka umthetho nalona awusozuva ngizathola ukuthi awabo amabhasi bona bya aye behamba so mina into yokuqala mina engiyifisa ukuthi ngabe siyayilungisa yikuthi kube yinto yokuthi akula ophezu komthetho wonke umuntu uyawulandela umthetho izathola ukuthi zonke izinto ziyaqonda abasoze beyifaka imithetho yena le esivalelayo thina ngoba iyabe izabavalela bona thesi bayifaka ngoba bona ayisoziba bantu kanesi lingakhanyela ezabo imota kumbeni sikhangele zona ezane ezepublic ezegovernment ezepolisi uzathola ukuthi ayila mathaya akwanileyo le extingu ushayile lamalayithi afile but bona balesibinzi sokumisa iimoto eziprivate becela ifaya extingusha lama-spray but ezabo ezipholisa zila khonoku
hayi siyabonga philip sibilitshayile baba ungathina kusasa
mbonyile baba
ye so siyabonga kakhulu ke philip so now that was Mr. Philip he's saying that you know the problem that we have in Zimbabwe is we've got some people who are ruling the country that come out with laws that they never follow themselves or those are the regulations or laws that actually promote their own businesses so he put an example of you know the time when he was going to Cholocho. He says, you know, he was in a kumbi where they were stopped by the police. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the argument was on a banner that was written Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. Instead, it was supposed to be written to Cholocho. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So he says they spent so much time discussing that thing to the extent that, you know, that guy lost business.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, but the catch is when they stop this kind of a guy, they've got their own friends who've been plying that route,
mm-hmm.
you know, and getting all the clients. So he says this is not good enough. So the government needs to actually follow the rules accordingly. And then lastly, he touched a point on, you know, these unroadworthy vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you look at police vehicles, some of them don't even have fire extinguishers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, their tires are just torn.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, they're just policing something that they're not doing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, it should start from them going to the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very surprising, because here in America, it's not a requirement that you must have that fire extinguisher. No one stops you and say, you need to have it. Of course, it's important in case there's an emergency, but it's not as enforced as is being done in Zimbabwe. Regati zokere zvakare kuna vajuru. Vajuru nekushaikwa kurikuita mabasa muZimbabwe. Uwandu wevanhu varikuenda kuSouth Africa urikuramba uchiwedzera here, asi tirikuona kuti pane dambudziko zvakare rekushomeka kwemari. Zvinhu zvakamira sei pana vanhu varikukwira mabhaza vachienda kuSouth Africa?
Uwandu hauna kudzikira, uwandu hwaramba hunoramba huchingokwira sekuti musi nenguva vanhu vanowanikwa vachirasikirwa nemabasa, vanhu vanowanikwa vachirasikirwa nezvavanga vachiita, kungave kutengesa mumigwagwa. Dzimwe nguva vanowanikwa vanhu vachidzingirirwa vovozama mamwe mazano kuti ndochitengesa chii. Kazhinji vanozopedzisira vatongozoenda kwenyika kunotsvaga chimwe chinhu chekutengesa, chingasiyani nechanga chitengesa, but vanhu vanoramba vachingoenda kunze kwenyika. Saka hazvisi kuzodzokera kumashure, uye imwe nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mabhazi aya anofamba achienda kunyanya anoenda kunze kwenyika haatakure vanotenga nekutengesa chete. Taane huwandu hwakawandisa zvikurusa hwevanhu vari kusenzera kunze kwenyika. Munosvikira kuko kuti ndofunga 95% yevanhu vanosenza maZimbabweans vari kusenza vari kunze kwenyika. Saka huwandu ihwohwo hwakakura zvikurusa. Mukatarisa panokwirwa mabhazi kuJohannesburg, panonzi paPark Station, unowanika paine mabhazi anoenda kuZimbabwe. Ukaenda panokwirwa mabhazi panonzi paPowerhouse, panowanikwa pakazara mabhazi zvikurusa ane achienda kuZimbabwe awa rega rega. Ukaenda panonzi paChigubhu, unowana pachikwirwa mabhazi zvakanyanyisa. Ukaenda kuNew Town, unowana panokwirwa mabhazi zvakanyanyisa ane achienda kuZimbabwe. Saka vanhu vakawandisa vanoenda nekudzoka kuZimbabwe. Apa tiri kutaura nezvemuJohannesburg chete. Muri muGauteng, mumakare imomo tine nzvimbo dzakawanda. Tine Bosman muPretoria, tine nzvimbo dzakawanda dzinokwirirwa mabhazi aya mabhazi chete. So tichidzokera kunyaya yedu, tisinganyanya kurasika seri, tichidzokera kunyaya yedu, munowanika kuti izvoni zviri kuda kuitwa negovernment izvi, vanofanira kutanga vaconsulta mastakeholders, kwete kuti vangozviita vari vega. Nekuti vakamisa mabhazi kuchasiwa zvakanyanyisa, zvinongori pano zvekuti vanhu vacharegera kukwira mabhazi asi vachanokwira dzimwe motokari dzisiri mabhazi. Nekuti munhu kana achienda kwaari kuenda haangamire nekwamusaka pekuti izvoni bhazi harisi kuenda. Munhu achangoenda kumalift, munhu achaenda kumagonyeti, munhu achaenda kuzvimota zvinotakura vanhu zvimanowa zvimagranvia zviya zviya. Saka ngavatange vadzamisa ndangariro dzavo, vanyatsoona kuti kana tikadai hapana zvimwe zvinhu maside effect ezvavanenge vaita ndeapi. Saka iwo havasi paground, minista haazviziva, haazi yepambudzi, anopaziva achidarika achitomhanya chaizvo chaizvo. Saka vakakonsulta vanhu vari paground vanoziva kuti zvikadai zvii zvinozoitika, zvinovabatsira zvikurusa. So zvichaitika nezvekuti izvoni vanhu vachakwira mota dzisina insurance.
Asi kavari kuti ivo vachabhana mushikashika icho iyo.
Mishikashika havaibhane, because mishikashika hauiziye, unoziva sei kuti mishikashika? Vane dzavanofungidzira kuti mishikashika, vachapedzisira vatora nemota dzevanhu dzisiri mishikashika. Woto ukanzwa ukatenga raum wonzera mota yako mushikashika, apo iwe uri kutoenda kunhamo, apo iwe uri kutoenda kuchechi, nenyaya yekuti watenga mota yakafanana nedzinofarirwa kuitwa mishikashika. Kune vanhu vane maitsama avo ekudzimba dzavo. Saka mishikashika is the safest way yekuoperata zviri illegal, because hapana humbo hwokuti izvoni munhu ari kuita mushikashika. Chero kuenda kukoti chaiko chaiko, hurumende haikwanisi kutotora mota yemunhu, havana humbowo hwakakwana hwokuti izvoni mota iyi mushikashika. Saka vari kuzoriska vafambi, vangava macross border, vangava vafambi zvavo vanenge vari muZimbabwe makare imomo, Saka zvichaita dambudziko rakakurisa zvikurusa.
Aiwa, tinofadza zvikuru. Rambai henyu muri panhare. Mukoma Dennis Gibbs, I think we to have Michael.
Yes, wewe baba ndiweni uyazwela lapha abantu bakhuluma. So ke selikwazi ndiweni ukuthi wonakala lapha kusiya ngale nxa sikhangela kunoko ukucatshangelwa ukuthi uhulumente uzakwenza. So ke lina liza sokumele lenzeni ukuze lisiya phambilini khonapho.
Siya phambili siza njengoba ngitshilo ekuqaleni ukuthi kumele sikhumkane lengaxa zikahulumende ezikhangele zokuthiwa sezihambisa uhlelo oluphambili ukuthi amabhasi amisho hambe kusuku. And okunye ade ngifuna ukuza ade ngifuna ukuza ukuthi kathi funa amabhasi vele bathini amabhasi operators wona bazavuma yini ukuthi bengangeni kwibhizinesi bamise ibhizinesi ngibona ngani into leyo asezisebenze vele. Okunye but engingakutshela uhulumende ukuthi engazi ukuthi abantu bangahambe kusuku amabhasi abantu continue moving. Engazi avala amabhoda abantu bangangeni engwenyeni ngoba leyi it's a matter of a livelihood. This is a livelihood. As khulume into zokudlala, khuma impilo zabantu, abantu abafuna ukuphila, ukuthi abantu ngumbulo zesikolo. Abantu bahambe ezibhedlela belatshe. So ngibona ngani uhulumeni mina xa ecabangise kuhle kuhle. Uyawazi ukuthi problem ngasibo bantu, problem nguye ohlele ukulungisa imigwaqo ukuthi amabhasi ahambe kuhle ebusuku kungabi lezi ngozi. Ngibona ngani ngumlando wakhe lo. Umlando futhi ukuthi afundise ama-drivers ukuthi angagijimi. Ehambe kuhle ingozi ziyehla akufika ukuthi ebusuku ingozi zakala ebusuku kuphela kangivumelani lakho lokho. Abantu bayafake ngoto ezincane emini amayigoda ayenzakala emini emoto ezincane bayaphela emini khonapha ilanga libalele. So akufika ukuthi khona amabhasi ahambe ebusuku but kumele ulungise imigwaqo ingabi nama-pothole ingagcayi kakhulu ukuthi nxa uvika izimoto uhambe kuhle ngokunjalo. So nginakani ukuthi hhayi uhulumende lo mlandu dayekela abantu basebenze kodwa siya phambili. We will try ukuthi sikhumisa lokhulumende simtshele ukuthi hayi problem ngakusithi sina sifuna ukuphila sinda abantwana bafunde sifuna ukudla sifuna amaphilisi ngoba izimpilo zethu zenezo zethu sithengise sihambe siyehotha izinto phambili kwelizwe.
Awubona ke endiweni bamba khona phongaika chana so according to Mr. Ndiweni, you know, it is better for them to actually engage the government at this stage, you know, because they want to know exactly what is going on. And he says, by the way, accidents are just something like accidents. You never know. It can happen in the afternoon, can happen at any time because it is an accident. So he says, you know, just burning those buses is not one solution. But look at the roads and all those kind of things. So he says people depend on crossing the borders and all those kind of things. So they mustn't play with people's lives, according to him.
Mr. Juru, your last word?
I advise the government to make sure that it's implemented before they can make this proposal to law. They should consult all relevant stakeholders and make sure that they compile something which is very, very strong before they can implement it.
So the key word there is consultation is the key. Gives maybe to Mr. Ndiweni for his last word.
Yes, your last word, Mr. Ndiweni.
Last word, I mean, I think we need to create an enabling environment for people to do their business. We need ease of doing business. That's important. Number two, we need to create our jobs. I want to save the want to lose the savings. Last week, it started to say, 2,000 people lost their jobs and they were laid off. I think they must create jobs for people and also create an enabling environment. I think that is the only way. Look, we talk about pass look on Bonangani. We say no brainer earlier on. I think very high acceptance.
Thank you so much, Mr. Michael Ndiweni, and thank you also to Mr. Dennis Juru and Tawanda Chimpero, a bus driver. Those were our three guests tonight. Thank you very much to our viewers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and the producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube, and going out of the show, I'm saying, can you follow us on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona? Those are the three Facebook pages. Bye-bye.